Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. And these days, it's raining, raining, raining. Oh, the grass is happy, and the trees are too. Yes, 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 I tell you, it's good to have some rain, and then it's so hot, 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 hot. My, my, my. I hope you're weathering all these different types of weather. I hope you're making it. Yes, yes. Being cool. Don't stay in the sun too long because you'll get a sunstroke, okay? And then we have to pray for that. My God. Today we are going to continue to pray. We are still praying for Robert Battle. We are praying for him. He's took a little turn for the worse. He's in intensive care now, and he needs our help. He needs our prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, we send forth the word to Robert Battle there in the hospital right now. Father, in Jesus' name, you made him. You know all about him, Father God. Touch him, Lord God. Touch every area of his body right now that's out of sync with you and with your word. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we say unto Robert, be made whole at this time, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for bringing him through. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Mother Jane Morrow. Continue to touch her, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father. And God, we ask you to continue to make Jessica Parrish, Lord, everywhere home, God. She's had the baby now, Lord. Let her go through now losing weight. I know how it is. Praise the Lord. Father God, we send the word to Nessie Ritter and her family, Ashley and all the rest of the kids. Lord, we God, we say touch them right now in Jesus' name. We give you the praise for that today, God, for what you're doing. Father, we thank you, God, for bringing those that are in comas out today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to touch Michael Simpson, Father, who has a habit that he wants to kick and get rid of. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch him right now, Father. Save him, Father. Lord God, for you have planted the word in him years ago. Let it not go void, God, in him today, God. Bring it forth right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for saving him today in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch David Neverson, God, who also, God Almighty, oh, God, had been in touch with you years ago when they were young men. Lord God, touch them right now. Bring them back to the fold in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise for it today, God. We thank you, Lord God. Touching Francesco, the brother Francesco, for touching him, I believe I'm pronouncing it right. Father God, touch him today, God. Oh, Father God, they want to deport him. But, Father God, in Jesus' name, God, make a way right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. He needs your help in this hour, God. Father, we ask you to touch his family, God, his wife, God, who's really grieving over that situation. Lord, touch her right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Brenda McGriff, God. Touch her, Father God. Oh, Lord God, and give her directions, God, of where you want her to go, what you want her to do in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for touching Carla Scott, God. We thank you for touching her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for touching the Michael Whitted, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for touching him today, God. We thank you for touching Curtis Harris, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you right now, Father. Oh, God, for how you are making a way for him out of nowhere, Lord. Lord, touch the pastors that are going through, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch him right now. Touch him, every one of them, God, name by name and one by one, God. Those we know and those we don't know so good, Lord, we ask that you touch those pastors in this hour, God. They need your help, God, through the ministry, Lord. Oh, God, personally, health, finance, whatever way they had a need of, God, today. Touch them and keep them safe. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and dangers, Father. In Jesus' name, let them be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that if you tell them don't go to church even one day, that they don't go, God, because there's danger. Father, whatever the case may be, help them today, God. Help them through their trials and tribulations. Lord, we pray for the United States, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you touch the United States today, God. Lord, bring them back to God. Lord, so many, Lord, have left, Lord God, left you, God. Oh, God, America's turning their back on you in every which way they can, Father God. They want to take you out of school, take you out the courthouse, take you off the money, take you off of everything. Don't want you us to celebrate Christmas. Don't want us to celebrate you, period, or Easter. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh, God, we put this in your hands today because this is a great war. When we are in a spiritual battle, it's a great war. Father God, give us the strength, Lord, the grace to keep on pushing, keep on going, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Help us to continue to lift up your name regardless of what come and who go, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today. We thank you for all things, all that you have done in our life. We thank you today, God. I know I thank you, Father. Oh, my God. But I know people don't want to know my opinion, you know. And it is this, that I love you with all my heart. And I'm committed to you and your way and your word. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you today, God, for it. Glory to God. And I'll keep on saying it, God. And I'll say it and say it, say it till you come. Yes, indeed. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Lord, we ain't sang that song in a long time. What a mighty God we serve. Lord have mercy. He is so good. He's so mighty and mindful, too, of his people. I am so glad about it. Now, if you don't think he's mindful of you, well, that's your problem. Ah, my God, but I am so glad he's mindful of me, and he sees about me in whatever condition I'm in, and he takes care. Isn't it right? Ah, my. When you have confidence in God, he's going to take care of all the problems. Mm-hmm. Boy, and I tell you, I know we all have plenty of problems. I know I do. I got plenty of them, you know, but you know what? I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God. Nothing, do you hear me? And nobody, nobody, hallelujah. Let me give you a little word. Let me see. Yes, I think this is the word I have picked out for you today. It says, when adults realize that every human being, especially the adolescent, hungers for understanding, acceptance, and recognition, many of the problems of delinquency will be on their way to solution. When adults realize that every human being, especially the adolescent, hungers for understanding, acceptance, and recognition, Many of the problems of delinquency will be on their way to a solution. You know, it's easy. Now, isn't that easy to get a solution? That's what it sounds like to me. It's just so easy to get a solution. Glory be to God, to your problem. And you know what? You don't have no problems. All you need is faith in God. That's all. That's all you need is faith in God. You don't have no problems. Huh? The problems will go into nothingness. Oh, yes, yes. It will go right into nothingness when you have faith in God. You know, the storm could come over and take the top of your roof, the top of your house off, and the sides too. And you can still holler, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus, glory be to God. You can still do that, you know, praise God, because it all belongs to God. All the problems belong to the Lord. Ah, yes, 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 yes. So we're happy here to be with you, you and you here today, those listen on a continued basis. I want to thank you. And those that have given me birthday gifts and cards and finance and, oh, my. And, you know, I'm not used to nobody mailing me birthday gifts, you know. That is a first for me. And I tell you, I am just overjoyed with knowing these people. I thought these people had forgotten me for years. But I just thank God today for those birthday gifts. I really do. It ain't about what they are. It's the idea, the very thought. Somebody thought enough of me to give me something. Praise God. You know, I counted a blessing if somebody give me anything. They didn't give me a dollar, and I counted a blessing, you know. Now, I may mess with the people that's close to me, you know, like Diane and all that. You know, say, oh, you didn't do nothing, you didn't give me nothing. I'd be just messing, but it don't matter one way or another. The fact is that if you show me love, I know I got your love. You see what I'm saying? And I don't think small of that, you see. You got the picture here, don't you? I don't think small of that. You know, because, you know, love is hard to come by. You know, gifts can easy come. You can get what one, you can get something from the dollar store. You see what I'm saying? But love is very hard to come by. Real love now, real love. I ain't talking about that old sometimes stuff some people have, you know. Now, am I complaining? Or am I criticizing about people and their love? Or whichever way you want to call it. Whatever you want to do, call. You can call up here at whatever the number, 347-857-3925. You can call on there, 347-857-3925. And those that had called in on my birthday, I thank God for them. You know, this whole month is my birth month, right? So I'm just it's not too late for you to do the same. Do it again. You know, I am still open for birthday greetings and cakes and diamonds and gold and silver. And I'm just open for all of that good stuff. You know, still open. July, we got some more weeks to go. I'm waiting. And I tell you, I thank God. But, you know, the kicker, one of the kickers was, you know, somebody sent me something that I love, something that I love, they know I love. They sent it from St. Thomas.
Come on.
Yes, this, I'm telling you. Now, that let me tell you, that did a lot to me. I'm telling you, that did so much for me. If you're on the, I didn't cry. I didn't know whether I wanted to fly. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was so happy, and it just did something to me. You see, I can't explain everything that it did to me, you know, because nobody's never done anything like that for me, you know. So if I cry now, don't feel bad, you know. I'm getting the happy tears, you know. I'm getting some happy tears, you know. And then I heard from somebody that I thought had just forgot I exist. and they sent me something right quick. When they found out it was my birthday, they must have went to the post office right then and sent me something. And I tell you, it was wonderful. I am just overjoyed here today. I'm still basking in my birthday. Yeah, that's all right by how old I am. You know, my little granddaughter, she just got to find out how old you are, Grandma. What's wrong with telling me how you are? I want to know. What you want to know for? Is you going to give me $1 for every year? That would be nice, wouldn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I like to have fun. You know, and I tell you, I don't have to be morbid in serving God. You don't have to have a long face all the time and scrunching up your eyebrows and everything because you're saved. You can smile and laugh and feel good. People, let me tell you, stop walking around looking like you sucked on a lemon, okay? Two of them at that. And you walk around like, you know, everything is just boring. Nothing is boring in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, I don't find nothing boring, not me. I find it boring out there when you're trying to find happiness and you can't get none. You didn't think about that, did you? I know you didn't. Praise God. But, you know, let's think about something. I'm going to talk a little bit about something that there comes times in your life you do go through a dry season. You go through a time, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you don't feel nothing. You know, when you first get up, well, now, you know, you still sleep to me, but you wake up and you be in a, what kind of, dense state. You don't know what's going to happen today. And when you start praying, look like your prayer is not going anywhere. You ever been like that? You feel like whatever you do, you say, get behind me, Satan. You start rebuking the devil and everything and trying to cast him out, and you still got that feeling. You ever been like that? Now, I know just about everybody's gone through that dry time in their life, in their spiritual life. They've gone through these times. But most people want to think they are super saved. They beyond that. They don't get like that. Well, you tell a lie. You lying to yourself. Okay? Now, you can say that. Tell somebody I said that because I did say it. Okay? You know you have gone through these periods of time in your life. It's like you cannot reach God. God is not listening. Where are you, God? You begin to question him, where are you, God? Well, I always tell you this, what somebody always tell me. He's the same place he was when he gave up Jesus to die for your sin. He's at the same place. He ain't went nowhere. He's the same God, same place, doing the same thing, looking at you. Yes, he is. He's waiting to see faith arise in your heart. That's all. You can't even imagine what is going on in your life. But, you know, I found a scripture here in Isaiah the 8th chapter, and I'm going to read the 17th verse. Well, let's go up to the 15th and start there and see how that is. All right, and many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. Now listen at the 17th verse. And I will wait upon the Lord that hided his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Now, has God hidden his face from you? There's a time come in your life that it seems that God don't hear you. don't hear your prayer. You tried fasting and nothing still ain't happening. You say, well, they told me if I fast, something will happen and God will move and this and that and all this here. But there comes those times when he's hid his face from you. In other words, you are like on your own, so to speak. At that time, and you know, I wonder, do you think about what you do in that time, Have you ever thought about that? What do you do when it feels like God is nowhere in your life to be found? You can't, you call on him and he's not listening, and you fast and oh, you just be praying and crying out to him and he don't hear nothing and he won't move. What do you do in that time? You've got to learn that in that time that God is not there, and he did the same thing to Jesus when Jesus took the sins, our sins on him, on himself, Because he cannot look on sin. So he did what? He hid himself. He could not look at his sin for a certain time. Do you get the picture? Until all of this was passed. And then after he's taken on the sins of the world, glory be to God, and he's paid the ultimate price of sacrifice for you and I, then he could look on him again, because then he's back with the Father where he began. You see what I'm saying? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But there are times when he will hide his face from you. Would you believe what people say? There is no God. Well, you only experience a few moments of being alone, Because the Bible did state that God don't always strive with man. He's not going to always be right there. You know, it don't mean that he's gone forever, because he did say he will never leave you or never forsake you. Didn't he tell you that? But if you would stand still, just stand still and mark time, just stand right there and just keep stepping right in your same footsteps, the first footsteps you made, you just keep stepping, and watch God work, There, as I said, there is no problem that can't be solved, Because when you call on God, he heard you the first time. But, you know, you always have that adversary that's going to cut off your prayers.
Come on.
He's going to cut off your talk to God, talking and conversing with God and seeking his face. He's going to always put a block in the way. And sometimes the block comes through people. Yes. And they don't seem to know that they are blocked, but they become a block because they allow the enemy to use them. I'm saying? So when the enemy used them, that means it pushes you a distance from God, and you don't know, where are you, God? God, I need you. I need you now. You want him instantly. See, but you know, you haven't put it in this perspective, that maybe this is my time to be tested. Maybe this is my time that God is testing me to see, am I going to stand when it looks like there's no help? And there are times if you haven't had them, stay around a while and you will get some of those times that it seems like I can call on him and it's just going nowhere. Going to the ceiling and coming back down, hitting me in the head. That's all it's doing, you know. Sometimes you feel that way. It gets to you that way. But that don't mean you got to go out and beat your brothers and sisters and be, disrespectful to them and turn your back on them and all of that because of that distance at that time that seemed like there's nothing between you and God, nothing, there's no spirit there, that is just space. You got a dry space there with nothing there, and you can't reach him, and you look for, you even start looking for people around you that could get a prayer through. You start trying to reach them. Well, I'm going to reach this great man or one of God and see if they could pray. You know, I don't have that much problem because I have very few people around calling me to see for me to pray for them. Huh? Seem like all the people have matured to the fact that they don't need the pastor no more. You see, that's the way some people do. But you know what? I'm praying for the people that think that, because look out, they will fall if you don't watch out. Huh? Yes. Glory be to God. They don't understand the fact that he said men ought to always pray and not faint. Understand? There's no fainting here, that the pastor has to continue to pray even when you feel like you're too big and too, you know too much and you know more than the pastor. So when you feel like you know more than the pastor still got to be praying for you because you finna make a fall. Huh? You done got too big for your own britches, so to speak. You heard that. Yeah, you heard that. Well, I said that, you know, because that's the way people are. But you learn things through when you go through stuff, huh? You learn that sometimes you have to be tested. You have to go through a storm sometimes, and there's no boat to rescue you in that storm, you know. And you're going, Lord, what am I going to do? All I can tell you, about to look up and be like Peter. Say, Father, say, God, if that's you, bid me to come walk on some water, because it's time for me to start walking on water. Huh? I have to come to a point where when everything else has failed and it looked like I'm finna go down for the last count, that I'm going to have to do what? Arrive at a faith point where I can start walking on water. Yes. You can begin to walk on water. Yes. But we talking about spiritual water this morning. Don't go out there and try to walk on that natural water, that ocean out there, the Atlantic Ocean or nowhere. I'm telling you right now, don't go out there unless you got strict command of God to do that, because other than that, you're going to drown. That's all. Amen. It won't be nobody with a lifeboat. Glory to God. So sometime when God hide himself, he's waiting for who? You. He's waiting for you. Did you know God be waiting for you lots of times? Because you have got so beside yourself and everything, and you haven't come to a point where you can depend solely on him. See, the thing is, we don't want to depend on God. We think we doing it all. We're not doing it all. Do you hear me? You're not doing it all. And because what did he tell you in Hebrews? Hebrews 10, he said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. But he is faithful that promised. God's going to do what he said he's going to do, but you've got to learn, even in that dry time when it looked like you can't get nothing from God, but he's still there, and he still have an answer for you. He still will rescue you, because you know he said he'll never leave you and never forsake you. Just because you don't feel him don't mean he's gone. Have you ever thought about that? Now, he's trying to bring you to a point. And as I was telling him last night, I said, God is trying to help you fulfill your destiny. And the only way you can fulfill it, you're going to have to go through some fire sometime. You're going to have to be like the Hebrew boys sometime, be thrown in a furnace of fire, or in the lion's den. You're going to be thrown somewhere. And in there, when you're thrown in there, you don't think nobody's in there but you, and you fixing to burn. But don't you know you won't have to burn, because you know the Son of Man, God Almighty, is in there with you, because he say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even in your darkest hour, he won't forsake you. Did you hear me? God will still be there. And you know, people on the internet or whatever be showing pictures where it look like the clouds form a big eye that God watching over you. Isn't that something? I think it's nice. I don't know if they touch up the photograph or somebody drew it or whatever. Amen. But if you look in the clouds, sometimes they do seem like they form in certain things. They do. That's to the spiritual eye now. That's to the spiritual eye. To the natural eye, it's just a cloud. You know how it is. Amen. I'd rather see it in the spirit. I'd rather see it and know that God give me a sign to let me know. Be encouraged. I'm still with you. Don't matter how somebody treats you. God knows these people will treat you bad. And they think they doing good, but God going to pay you now. I done told you, better come on out of that stuff, all that dumb stuff. I call it dumb stuff. Dumb stuff. You want the presence of God, you're going to have to do what makes some changes in your life. Uh-huh. You want to always be, but how you going to be? Wait a minute, tell me something. Somebody call me and tell me about it. How you going to be in the presence of God 24 hours a day? You'll never get nothing done, huh? And if you in his presence 24 hours a day, you don't need no husband. Huh? You can't kiss him because you got to get in presence of God. You can't hug him because you got to be in the presence of God. You can't wash your clothes or clean your house. Think about it now. You, oh, yes, I stay anointed all the time. Oh, and, you know, I am always with God. Yes, he say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. True. That's true. But get a grip on your life here. You got to wash some clothes. You got to clean your house. You got to cook somebody some dinner. If you ain't got no husband, cook yourself some anyway. Something. And you know when you go to that laundromat to wash them clothes, you know good and well you're going to be in the presence of some demons in that laundromat. Mm-hmm. Now, can you get them clothes washed by saying hook them aside? Huh? Can you do it? Tell me about it now. Tell me so I know, figure out how to do that too. You know, glory be to God. But you have a lot to do. Huh? When he hides from you, you can continue to worship him. In the beauty of holiness, you continue to worship and praise the Lord. Even though it looks like heaven has become a brass cymbal, huh? You can still praise him with your lips. He say, with your lips, you praise him. Even though it feels like he's nowhere, nowhere to be found, north, south, east, or west. You can't go nowhere and find him at a time. You go to this church or that church, and you ever did that too? You went to this church and that church and feel like there was nothing there. What am I doing here? Oh, it's so boring here. It's dead here. Oh, it don't be dead here. It just be you in a dry place. Your spirit be in a dry place, huh? But then you have to do what? Look to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of your faith. That's who you got to look unto, him. When you're looking unto Jesus, still looking, whether you see him or not, feel him or not, you still looking. Because if you seek him, you will find him. This is what he said. When you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. You're going to find him. He ain't lost, you know. He just kind of hid himself. That's all. That's all it is. He want to reveal himself to you today. He want to talk to you today. You know that song, it's an old song by Lionel Harris, I believe it is, say, I miss my time with you. You ever heard that song? And what is he saying? I haven't heard no conversation from you today. That's all. He said, I miss my time, that time that you spend with me and me only, not with the telephone, not with the cellular phone, but with God himself. And forget about all those electronic devices, and you spend time with God. Now, so you don't hear that song going, I miss my time with you. Because he loved to have time with you. You know, like you want an audience before the queen? Well, the King Jesus want an audience with you. Huh? He want to be able to hear you talk to him so that he can talk to you. So that he can fulfill promises to you. You get it? He want to fulfill all the promises that he's made to you. He want to fulfill them to you, but you don't want to talk to him. It's the same way you do when you in church. There's Sister Mary on this side you don't want to talk to. There's the pastor you don't want to talk to. There's the deacon you don't want to talk to. You always find somebody you think you're too good to talk to. If he locked your mouth up, then you wish you talked to everybody then, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. But God wants you to talk to him. Do you hear me? I know. Praise God. Amen. But, you know, sometimes there's going to be time that he's going to hide himself from you. But you've got to do what? Trust him completely. That he knows what he's doing. And that you're going to come out of that after a while. You know what? Remember that other song say, trouble don't last always? Huh? You heard that? I guess you have. I'm finding out. I think people heard these songs. They haven't. Like my dear engineer, I thought she hear a lot of songs, but she told me no, she hadn't heard that. My. But listen, let me tell you, trouble don't last always. Huh? And when you have trouble, if you stand fast in Jesus Christ, he will deliver you every time. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how many times you be in trouble, he will deliver you. But if you don't talk to him, you won't get delivered. I can't deliver you. Only God can deliver you. Only God can deliver you. I just feel, I don't know, am I supposed somebody can call me at 347-857-3925 and tell me, am I supposed to feel sorry for people or am I just supposed to pray for them and believe God for them? Which one is it? If you know the answer, you can call me and let me know what you think the answer is, huh? But, you know, you need to focus on God's unchanging love and his faithfulness. That's what you need to focus on. Not on how you feel. You know what I found out? You can't even focus on how you feel about people. Because when you do, you become distracted to talking to God, meditating with God. You'll be distracted because you'll be too involved with what? Focusing on people, what they say and what they do. And you're supposed to do what? Keep your eyes on God's unchanging love. He got a love for you to surpass all understanding. And he want to give it to you that you can do the same. You need to cling to his promise. Lean on that. That's what you lean on. Don't lean on, you know, we got to have it lean on our family. We want to, oh, my family. You know what? And everybody talking about, I'm a Christian, and you know, and everything is my family, and God comes, what, fourth, fifth, or sixth in your life. God is the first order of business. Now, when he tell you to forsake, you don't forsake, huh? You ain't gonna forsake, not me. Oh no, I'm crazy about my family, and your family ain't crazy about you. You know, but you going on pretending, trying to buy love or something. Mm-hmm. That's what you try to do, buy love, and neglect God. Huh. No man has left what? Mother, father, husband, or wife. For my sake, he said, that he haven't received a hundredfold blessing, even in this life, an eternal life. See? That's what he promised you. Now, they going to make you feel guilty. Well, you just got all about this God business. And you let that bother you. You let that get in your spirit. By them telling you that. Well, tell them you need to get there too. Maybe you'll be a little better. You won't be so agnostic and all of that. Do you see what I'm saying? You allow people to put guilt trip on you because you love God. And you love the church you in. People do that. Huh? Yes, they do. So many people have tried to do that to me. Let me tell you, before I ever became a pastor, people have tried to put that guilt trip on me. But you know what? I love right on. I love my church right on, and I love my pastor right on. I didn't care what they say or how they said it. And they going to pick at you, mock you. You know people going to do that. It's just the devil in them. Okay, that's all it is, deviling. Is that being critical? Well, y'all call me and tell me, is that being critical? 347-857-3925. I don't know if that's what that is or not, but I'm just telling you, just like it is. And people object to me telling it like it is. This is time to talk about it. I can talk about it if I want to. Amen. You can call it anything you want to call it, but I'm talking about it. Sometimes God has to step back from you in order for you to realize that he is God. And as this Bible say, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is what he said. This is what he has for you. Over in the 11th chapter of Hebrew, in the 6th verse, he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So get some faith here so you can please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking him still? Uh-huh. Has your faith aroused up yet? Have it? Mm-hmm. Do you have faith in God yet? Do you have it in it? You got to have good faith. You have to have that faith in God, not in man, not in husband, wife, or anybody. You have a measure of faith for them, but the great faith is in God because he's the one make it happen with them. See, we forget, and we start worshiping our children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you worship your children, you worship your grandchildren, you worship your aunt, you worship your uncle because they did a favor for you. So you start worshiping them just because they're my family, and you begin to put them on pedestal. Somebody gonna fall off. The only person need to be on the pedestal is God. That's the only person. That's the only person you should put on the pedestal is God. Hmm. Lay aside all of that. That's a weight. And if it's a weight, it's going to become a sin. It's going to take you out of God. That's all. It's going to take you away from God. And God ain't going to like that. Huh? According to the scripture, he's just not going to like that. Well, you know, it's like this. He's still on the throne. And he's still looking at you and I, listening to us, got a book, writing down stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you know he's even writing down what you're thinking? You ain't thought about, you haven't thought about that, did you? What you thinking? It's being recorded, and you don't want to hear it in the day of judgment. You do not want to hear when he read that book, but it's written down in there about you and me, you know, because sometimes we got some terrible thoughts. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I have to ask God sometimes, be praying, to forgive me for my thinking. Yeah, forgive me for my thinking. I know you think it's silly, but think about some of the terrible things you think about. Yeah, I know you don't think that way. But I want you today to realize that God is trying to take you into a deeper level in him and to mature you. He's bringing you to a place of maturity that you may be developed wholly for your destination. That which he's already planned for you is what he's preparing you for. Did you get it? And, you know, grace is always there. When he say his grace is sufficient unto you, it is. It's there. But do we allow it to function in us? In full force, rather. Do we allow it to? Tell me about it. Do you? Well, I don't know. So many times we don't allow grace to take its full course in us, and we need to do just that, you know. And I'm telling you right now that it's time for us to put the good foot on. It's time for us to walk right. We've been wobbly too long, and it's time out for it now. I love to read in the book here. You know, everybody ought to read Hebrews sometime. Hebrews was the better thing. Better thing. Ooh, let me tell you what he say in the, I just want to have to read some of these things. You just have to read over. When you're talking, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have, for he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But notice the first part of it say, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. Don't be sitting up there long ironing at somebody else's stuff. And that will make you feel so left alone, and that God ain't don't love me, and he, what did I do, and all of that. You know what you did, huh? You're not content by what you have, what he's already blessed you with. You don't thank him for it. You don't thank him for the shoes on your feet. You don't thank him for the clothes that you wear. You don't thank him for the food that you eat. You're so clean. I ain't got what I want. I want a steak. If you let Sister Diane tell you about some steaks, you won't want no steak. You know, if you listen to these people these days, you won't want to eat nothing. And I don't know how we will survive, but everybody's talking about this is wrong with this and this is wrong with that and all this is going on. Well, what we supposed to do? According to the scripture, we supposed to be eat with thanksgiving. Bless the food, bless the mess, and eat it. And keep on going. Because if we listen to the people today, we won't eat nothing. We won't even eat no fruit. Vegetables, meat, nothing else. Grains, we won't eat nothing. All right? So be content with such things as you have. You just be content about that. How about that? Because he's still there, huh? And he promised that he was going to feed you too, huh? Yes, he is. He's going to feed you and your children. You don't need to be talking about getting rid of the children because I can't feed them. No, you can't. How about depending on God? Hmm? God is the source. He is the provider. He is the maker. He has created all that you have to eat in this earth. And let me tell you, somebody will come along and give you some food, or he'll show you where to go every time. I tell you, I guarantee you, it'll be every time. He will make sure your children get fed. It may not be what they call themselves want. They want McDonald's all the time, and they want some, you know, Chunk E. Cheese or somebody, whatever his name is. They want Chuck E. Cheese. What do Chuck E. Cheese sell anyway? Praise God. They want to go there. They want pizza, 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 all this time, and entertainment they want. All of this they want, and you be trying to spend your last dime to give it to them, and you don't give the church nothing. I ain't taking care of no pastor. That's what you say. But you go to Chunk E. Cheese, you're over there to all these people you're trying to satisfy the people. When God say, do what? Be content with such things as you have. If you ain't got nothing but chicken feet, eat chicken feet. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And you talking about, well, where is God? Why? Because you got chicken feet? Ain't got nothing to do with it. He said he going to feed you. He just say, what? That's available. Be content. Huh? He said he ain't going to leave you or forsake you. He didn't forsake you. He gave you the chicken feet and the chicken backs and all this here stuff. And now you done got so big you don't want to eat that. I don't eat that. My. Is that criticizing?
No,
I'm criticizing you eating, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. My God. But God is not distant. He's not a distant from you. Well, you know, these last few minutes alone come Deacon Mike, and he deserted us kind of today, so we're going to give him these last few minutes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I came in on the last few minutes of this conversation that, you know, about these people's eating habits, you know. So it's kind of wild, you know, about that. You know, people have weird eating habits and they have weird church habits. You know, so therefore, you know, we can see where this is going, where that went at. That their weird eating habits go along with their weird church habits, you know, because of the fact they get so picky and high-minded all of a sudden that they don't want to coincide with the pastor in the church. The same thing they'll do with the food. All of a sudden they don't eat this and eat that and knew they came up eating that. Maybe they just tired of that. So therefore maybe they just tired of church and they pastor or whatever. You know. So we can look at it in two different ways in that aspect. We can say hallelujah, or we can say what a bummer. You know, one or the other. You know, but that's what it is. You know, people make their choices, and that's the choices they decided to make. And that's what's wrong with us now, because God gave us too many choices. You know, and them choices with man, really, man flunked that test. You know, because of the fact of the matter is we make bad choices. Let's face that. We do make bad choices. And that's how it is with the Lord. And the Lord say to us, you made that choice, so I'm waiting for you to let me know when you're ready to come out. But the problem is people don't be wanting to come out. They want to stay where they're at. And why do you want to stay where you at? Ask that question. Why do you want to stay where you at? Is it because of the fact you don't want to eat no chicken feet? Or is it in fact because you don't want no fat back? You know. You know. But a lot of people have these questions they need to ask themselves, and they need to put together with themselves and ask themselves about is what is and what ain't. What can I do? What should I do? you know, these are questions we should ask instead of going by and about our own business. You know, because a lot of times people don't have people be in their own little world, and they don't want to be in the fold with the church. So what we want to do is try to get the church united, try to get everybody united on the same page, so we can continue on. You know, that's what we need to do in the Christian world today. Is all these picky people, we need to just bring them down to earth a little bit and just say, hey, let's work with us. Work with us so we can bring more under the fold of Jesus Christ. You know, because as long as we work against each other, we can't get anybody into the fold of Jesus Christ. We can't help nobody because we're out there too busy working against ourselves. We need to stop working against ourselves in order for us to get something done. But even in individual churches, you have people that work against everybody else in the church. So therefore, we have to keep these things right. So not only just the churches working against each other, you have the individual churches that inside each other that work against each other. So we have to look and we have to learn how can we work together. How can we keep this high-mindedness that people have? Because of the fact of the matter is, people can get so high-minded when they think that they are right and everybody else is wrong. So we need to cut that out, and we need to come unto the fold of Jesus Christ, and we need to get that done. Well, here's Sister Diana.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. God is awesome. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blocktalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And I tell you, she's been out there from since 2009, and that's on Blog Talk Radio. That's not a ministry. That's on Blog Talk Radio. So just write it on a piece of paper and share it with someone. Send it in an email, send it in a text, and just share it. You never know what episode, you know, that Apostle talked about that would help you or someone else. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Come on, we have pray one for another. You need prayer during that time. You need to give a testimony because we've been praying for you. You can also call us on air on Blog Talk Radio Wednesdays and Thursdays. You can call us also Friday night. I tell you, give your testimony. You need prayer. One of your loved ones going through and need prayer, call. You got prayer warriors willing to pray. We need to pray for the United States. We need to pray for the president. We need to pray for our lost loved ones. There is never too much prayer. So call Friday nights at 11 p.m. on the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. Also on Monday, we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying at 3 p.m. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. You can also send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So you can send your donations for Apostle New Release Book, The Secret of the Kingdom Within, which is $24.95 plus tax. I tell you,
awesome, awesome writing. So come on, send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.